This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
America.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
Wiggins America.
The only thing I'm going to need from you guys right now is a cup of coffee.
Wiggins.
Today's global economy waits for no man.
America.
Today's global business climate is like, whatever, dude.
Politics is a dirty game. I'm not sure we want to play.
There are forces here at work that you couldn't possibly understand. You have no idea how high up this goes.
Welcome to Wiggins America.
He set foot in America one fine October day. Sailing into Baltimore, well, everything's okay. New buttons on the jacket, shining like the brand new diamonds. Listening in the sunlight, blistering my eyes. When you said that you loved me, I knew it wasn't true. 100 unread messages, but not a single note from you.
Happy Memorial Day to you. I am going to wish you a happy Memorial Day because I don't really know what else to say. We've been debating on whether we're supposed to say that or not. I just can't come up with something better. And I do want you to have a happy Memorial Day, so there's nothing wrong with that. Saying have a reverent Memorial Day seems kind of weird, especially since it's not quite Memorial Day yet. It is this weekend, though, so hope you're having a good one. Hope you continue to have a good one right on through Monday. This is Ryan Wiggins. This is Wiggins America. We're not taking the week off. We're right here. We have a pretty big show for you. Got some streaming recommendations for you with Chris Woolsey coming up. He's our streaming correspondent. We've got him in the second hour here. We've also got Roy coming in, and I'm going to ask him a couple questions. He's actually, either he's done the honor flight or his family has done the honor flight with his dad, who's a Korean War veteran. And I'm going to ask him about that because I think that was a pretty big deal. And that's actually since I've known him. This wasn't beforehand. We've been working together, Roy and I, since 2014, 2015 is when we really started to work together. And this happened after that. And I remember him being pretty emotional about it. So I'm going to ask him about that when he comes in at the end of this hour. And before that, some different things. I got a story for you. I got a scam to watch out for. I shared a weird scam on the Annie Fry Show when I hosted this week. This isn't that. You know, that was kind of a joke. I love messing with scammers. So if I get a phone call from somebody, most of the time I'm not going to take it. But if I do and I find out it's a scammer, I'll just keep them on the line if I have the time. This was a Facebook scam that I just kept talking to the person. And it happened to be somebody pretending to be Brad Range's wife from the Annie Fry Show. So I definitely played that up and used it as show content. This one's not that. It's actually a different scam that my wife got fully scammed on. And I'll share that in just a few minutes here. My streaming recommendation for you before we get into the politics of the moment. And they are dramatic, aren't they? The movie is called Dream Scenario. If you have HBO Max, it's free. I'm sure you can buy it elsewhere. Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage. It's the kind of stuff I like because the premise is just so bizarre that it's kind of like Twilight Zone stuff, right? The premise is that this average to below average guy, and they make Nicolas Cage kind of schlubby in this. He's just a normal guy, but they kind of schlub him down. He just starts showing up in millions of people's dreams. And then they just treat it like, oh, this is kind of a weird thing. Let's make you into social media star. And it's a bit of a social commentary, but ultimately it's a pretty funny, weird movie. It's kind of sad. It's actually the funniest sad movie I think I've ever seen. Dream Scenario with Nicolas Cage is one of my biggest streaming recommendations. But again, we'll talk to Chris Woolsey in the second hour and get more Memorial Day themed streaming recommendations for you. So stick around for that. In the meantime, let's listen in to Joe Biden.
And when I was vice president, things were kind of bad during the pandemic. And what happened was Barack said to me, go to Detroit and help fix it. Well, poor mayor, he spent more time with me than he ever thought he's going to have to. God love you.
The White House had to issue 9 corrections to that speech. And this isn't a fact check from Fox News. This is the White House, which supports the president, had to issue 9 corrections to his very short speech. One of them they did, when they heard that, you go, wait a minute, how do you fix that? You know, he says pandemic, and he says Barack had him go to Detroit to fix it. It just corrected it by saying recession, which didn't really even make sense in the context. He didn't just misspeak and say pandemic instead of recession, but that's how the White House fixed it. Oh, that's what he meant to say. He also misquoted Donald Trump, telling the crowd that Trump said there would be bloodshed in the auto industry. They didn't say, oh, well, he said bloodshed, and he actually was talking about the border. So, and the audio industry, they didn't correct that. They said, oh, the former president actually said bloodbath. So they're having to correct things, then they're trying to still spin them. He changed the entire meaning of a sentence when he said we're cracking down on corporate landlords who keep rents down, when he meant to say cracking down on corporate landlords to keep rents down, which is ridiculous. And their plans that they have don't work, and they just make things worse for everybody, but they want credit for it. I'm going to stop right there because we have a whole lot to get to. I could go through all 9 of those, but they're all like that, just so you know. We have a huge show, though, so stick around. We are going to replay a couple of segments. I was privileged enough, I will say privileged and defend privilege, to host the Annie Fry Show. We're going to play a couple of those back within this show. Stick around. It's Wiggins America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
That's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Quick story here, and just a reminder, we got Chris Woolsey coming up with some more streaming recommendations. Seems like we're doing a streaming-heavy show this week. Well, you're going to have plenty to watch with the long weekend. Well, anyway, last Friday, so not this most recent one, but the one before, we were out at Tamarack Golf Course for the Annie Fry Show. We were supporting the St. Clair County GOP and their annual golf tournament. Well, during that show, and I'm not even sure how this came up, DoorDash became a topic of conversation, not for a long time, but for a short time. And both Annie and I don't think Brad really weighed in, so he probably hasn't done it, but both Annie and I have tried it. Or at least, you know, done the app, like gone through the process. Because I think she said at the very end, she realizes how much she's paying and then backs out of it. Well, I'm the same way, except that my wife has, when I've been on vacation a couple times, taken the liberty of saying, well, Ryan's gone. I don't want to put all the kids in the car. So I'm going to go ahead and order DoorDash here. And she'll get sushi or Chinese or something like that. That is more that, you know, The delivery fee is one thing, but when you're ordering something that costs under $10 or even a little above it, and then the delivery fee is like doubling your meal, it seems counterintuitive to me. But if your meal is already going to be $50 and you're upping it to $60, then it just seems a little bit more okay. Like the percentage is better. Well, during that conversation, you may have missed us talking about this, while we were having that very conversation last Friday, my wife is at school, so she's a teacher, very, very close to the end of the year. Now they're done, but at the time they were like just a few days away. And she forgot her lunch, or I think more specifically, really not apropos to the story, but she woke up in the middle of the night, ate part of her lunch, realized that it was a terrible idea for lunch, and then didn't take the rest of it with her the next day. Therefore, she didn't have a lunch. So this is crunch time for her, especially for an English teacher. You know, there's no quick grading of English essays. And she is a writing teacher. She teaches the kids to write. They take a long time to put together these like semester-long projects. And so she's grading all these things, and it takes a ton of time. So she couldn't run out for lunch. She's so busy, so she thought, you know what, I'm just going to DoorDash something, which is rare because I'm like, don't DoorDash. Don't do these things. They cost too much money. However, choosing to do it anyway, it would have had my blessing this one time, because if you're in the midst of this, I'm like, you know what, we can't rely on it all the time, but in extreme circumstances, it's fine. So again, as we're having this conversation on the air last Friday, my wife is ordering DoorDash as I'm talking about how we never order DoorDash. Okay? So that's where we are. So I get home. She tells me this story about the encounter. And I'm like, you're not going to believe that we were talking about it at the exact same time as you would have been ordering that. And she wasn't listening. But here's how it went. She ordered, and I don't know the restaurant, it was probably a $10 meal, $12 salad, something like that. She had delivered from not too far away, within 5 to 7 minutes of her school. So the person shows up, and I guess they're communicating through the app, and the delivery driver, I think it was a she, but I'm not sure, so I'll say she, said, hey, your tip isn't big enough. You have to tip me $10 or I won't bring your food up. I kid you not. And I'm like, oh man, I would have been boiling. And she was mad. She's like, you realize this is extortion, right? You have my food. You're saying you will not bring it up unless I pay you more. Person's like, yeah, your tip's not big enough. It needs to be $10 or I won't bring it up. Keep in mind, the meal itself is $12. So we're talking about like an 85% tip here. Plus whatever they're making with DoorDash, you know, like they're already making something. So she goes, well, then forget it. I'm calling DoorDash. And the person goes, that's fine. Go ahead. I'm not bringing your food up. The balls. Can you believe that? So she does. She calls DoorDash. She goes, hey, this person says I have to tip them more or they won't bring my food up. And DoorDash is like, man, I'm so sorry. That's terrible. The problem is they've already got the food from the restaurant, so we can't reimburse anything. So they've figured out, these drivers, and I'm sure it's very few of them, but some have figured out that there's a loophole that if you pick up the food, then communicate to the person you're bringing it to that you have their food, but you won't do, here's a certain price you have to meet before I'll bring it up. They know that when you call DoorDash, there's nothing DoorDash can do about it at that point. Is that not amazing? So I said, well, then what did you do? And she goes, well, she can't get a refund at this point, and she can't get her food. So she's out $12 plus whatever the fee was. And she, by the way, her tip was already like $4 or $5. So that's already something like close to 50% tip. So it wasn't as if she was stiffing this person or even giving them just a normal tip, which all would have been completely fine and really wrong for this person to do anyway. But regardless, it was a good tip. But they said, no, it's not enough. So she's on the phone with DoorDash. She said, what did you do when they told you no? She goes, then get me to somebody. I'm like, she's so not like this. She said, then get me to somebody who will give me a refund. And they're like, okay. So they escalate it up to the next level, of course, is the way these things go. And then that person goes, well, no, same spiel, you know, same thing. Well, they already picked up the food, so this is just the way it goes. Like, the food's already been essentially taken from the restaurant, so we can't reimburse you because then we'd be out. And she goes, no, I don't think you understand. This person was committing extortion. You're going to refund my money. I didn't get my food because of the bad driver who was doing something that is technically illegal, not just wrong, but illegal. So you have to refund my money. And she pressed it, which I was so proud of her because she's so not like that. She's so nice. And they did. They refunded her money. And I was like, we're high-fiving in the car. I'm like, tell me the story. I mean, bring it. That's great, honey. Great job. But I tell the story not because I hate the service. I mean, I don't use it because I think it's expensive. It is certainly a convenience. So nothing really against those services. I might even drive them at some point and be a good driver. I mean, just, you know, on the weekends or something if I ever feel like making an extra $100 on a weekend. It's a great way to do it. But DoorDash, you guys, you got to figure that loophole out because obviously this driver's not the only one exploiting that. This has happened before, and I think, as far as I'm concerned, as far as I'm told, they are pretty harsh on drivers who do this, so that's good. So I was glad to hear that, like that they get reprimanded or fired or eliminated from the program pretty much immediately if this happens and reports of it come in. So that's good. I'm glad to hear that. But you got to figure out the loophole. It's just going to keep happening. My hope is they can't just keep making new accounts or something, you know. They got to register the car. So I would think that would be kind of tough. Anyway, that's the story. So, related to show stuff, if you were listening to Andy Fry, but even if you didn't, now you're caught up. Just wanted you to be aware. Just wanted you to be caught up. All right, let's take a short break. Man, Joe Biden knows how to handle an economy. After all, inflation was at 9% when he came into office.
Well, so, but I mean, no president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%.
It's incredible. He didn't cause this, but he inherited it, and he's done so much to get us back on track. Jonathan Honig is an economic advisor, investment counselor. He is from capitalistpig.com. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Hey, Ryan, great to be with you. And look, inflation, it is hurting everyday Americans. And yes, it's come down, but it's still present. And, you know, I mean, I manage money for people. You got a stat out this week, 20% of people are doubting whether they'll ever be able to save up enough money to retire. And 6 in 10 have said that their expectations of when to be able to retire have changed significantly because of all the inflation that continues. So this is a problem. You know, at first they told us it was transitory. That was, what, 3-4 years ago. It hasn't gone away. In fact, it's gotten worse.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think we forget to mention that the White House was telling us that this was just temporary. Transitory was the word. That's a nice economic word to make us forget that it means just temporary. But you mentioned, Jonathan, that more than 6 in 10 investors said their expectations for retirement have changed significantly in the last 5 years. So that's something. The last 5 years has been an economic whirlwind. Is this something new in America that retirees are saying, eh, maybe I can't?
Well, that's what's so sad about inflation, Ryan, is that, you know, it hurts old people on a fixed income truly more than anyone. And, you know, you hear story and story about people who finally have been able to save up, you know, $500,000, maybe even $1 million. And then they're realizing that they ain't what it used to be. I mean, grocery prices up just 20% in the last year, energy prices 38%, shelter prices up 20%. So these are not normal moves, 2-4% a year. So what's ironic is that the White House is running on a good economy. They're running on economic strength. Yet you've got 65% of U.S. households saying that inflation made their finances significantly worse in 2023. So maybe we haven't been declared a recession just yet, but Americans are hurting. They're further into debt, and they're struggling to get by.
Yeah, Jonathan, it seems like a strategic error to me that they're running on the message that, no, what you're experiencing isn't real. You have to trust our numbers. Well, your numbers are fine. You know, I'd love to have great numbers across the board, but when Americans are feeling it, you know, this isn't war abroad. That's something that we all have opinions on, but this is something that when we talk about inflation, every single person knows and can picture what that means for them.
Yeah, in fact, 1 in 6 Americans, Ryan, said that they can't pay their monthly bills in full. This is significant. And look, I'm always bullish on America. I would never bet against this country, basically, regardless of who's in the presidency. I think the American spirit is still alive. I think you have to be very cautious now moving into 2024 and 2025. I mean, the inflation took a while to create, and it's going to take a while to dissipate. And unfortunately, I mean, President Biden, he announced just this week he's releasing some oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You know, between doing that and paying people for their student loans, to me, it seems like pretty much buying votes, but it's not going to have an impact long term, Ryan. I mean, what needs to happen is the spending. You know, the debt now is so massive that we're spending more on the interest on the debt than we are on national security. That's never happened before. So that's my real worry, is there is a spending and debt ticking time bomb that President Biden, it's not that he's just hasn't addressed it, he's avoided it altogether.
And they've continued to spend more. Yeah, in the face of massive inflation, they've passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a spending bill. I mean, this stuff's rather amazing to watch, but, you know, they've gotten away with it thus far. We'll see what happens in November. Jonathan, today we were going to ask a poll question that had to do with the economy. We decided to do kind of a fun one instead. And so we can talk about whether you wear a necktie or not in the future, because that's today's poll. Our necktie is still necessary, but... The poll question that we were kicking around was, and it was hard to word, which is why we didn't do it, is Trump, you know, is a possible Trump presidency going to turn this issue around? Can a president even take on an issue like inflation and fix it? And if so, how fast?
Well, I look back at history, Ryan. I mean, Gerald Ford and early in Jimmy Carter's presidency, they thought they had inflation licked. Interest rates in 1975 to 1976, they came down from about 8% to 6%. And, you know, there was a sense that we got this fixed. But Carter kept spending, increased spending. And just 3 or 4 years later, interest rates and inflation were north of 10%. It was only late in his presidency when he did what he needed to do to actually bring inflation in line, massive reduction in spending and deregulation. You know, Carter doesn't get a lot of love, but, you know, Ryan, keep in mind, we have everything from low-cost stock commissions to low-cost airfares thanks to the deregulation that Jimmy Carter enacted in the late 1970s. And it wasn't that he wanted to. He had to be because the economy was just that bad. So, you know, it's never a secret that economy needs economic freedom. So the more we can reduce taxes, reduce regulation, encourage investment, and get this economy back on track.
Jonathan Honig is with us from CapitalistPig.com. You see him on Fox News every now. I always get a kick out of when we look up and see somebody we know on Fox News. I do that same thing with you, Jonathan. When we talk about inflation, my hope is that we would ever see, and this is a rare thing, but I would hope that at some point we might even see deflation. Is that something that is possibility, or is that more like a pipe dream?
Well, you know, what you really want, in my opinion, Ryan, is steady prices. You know, even think of, prices that you can depend on, that you can save, where the value of your savings is preserved over time. And, that's been leaking for years, but it's gotten much worse, as we've talked about, in just the last couple of months. I think we could see lower prices. We're also likely to see, ultimately, wages just increase dramatically.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Man, Joe Biden knows how to handle an economy. After all, inflation was at 9% when he came into office.
Well, so, but I mean, no president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%.
It's incredible. He didn't cause this, but he inherited it, and he's done so much to get us back on track. Jonathan Honig is an economic advisor, investment counselor. He is from CapitalistPig.com. Jonathan, thanks for being here.
Hey, Ryan, great to be with you. And look, inflation, it is hurting everyday Americans. And yes, it's come down, but it's still present. And, you know, I mean, I manage money for people. You got a stat out this week, 20% of people are doubting whether they'll ever be able to save up enough money to retire. And 6 in 10 have said that their expectations of when to be able to retire have changed significantly because of all the inflation that continues. So this is a problem. You know, at first they told us it was transitory. That was, what, 3-4 years ago. It hasn't gone away. In fact, it's gotten worse.
I'm glad you brought that up because I think we forget to mention that the White House was telling us that this was just temporary. Transitory was the word. That's a nice economic word to make us forget that it means just temporary. But you mentioned, Jonathan, that more than 6 in 10 investors said their expectations for retirement have changed significantly in the last 5 years. So that's something. The last 5 years has been an economic whirlwind. Is this something new in America that retirees are saying, eh, maybe I can't?
Well, that's what's so sad about inflation, Ryan, is that, you know, it hurts old people on a fixed income truly more than anyone. And, you know, you hear story and story about people who finally have been able to save up, you know, $500,000, maybe even $1 million. And then they're realizing that they ain't what it used to be. I mean, grocery prices up just 20% in the last year, energy prices 38%, shelter prices up 20%. So these are not normal moves, 2-4% a year. So what's ironic is that the White House is running on a good economy. They're running on economic strength, yet you've got 65% of U.S. households saying that inflation made their finances significantly worse in 2023. So maybe we haven't been declared a recession just yet, but Americans are hurting. They're further into debt, and they're struggling to get by.
Yeah, Jonathan, it seems like a strategic error to me that they're running on the message that, no, what you're experiencing isn't real. You have to trust our numbers. Well, your numbers are fine. You know, I'd love to have great numbers across the board, but when Americans are feeling it, you know, this isn't war abroad. That's something that we all have opinions on, but this is something that when we talk about inflation, every single person knows and can picture what that means for them.
Yeah, in fact, 1 in 6 Americans, Ryan, said that they can't pay their monthly bills in full. This is significant. And look, I'm always bullish on America. I would never bet against this country, basically, regardless of who's in the presidency. I think the American spirit is still alive. I think you have to be very cautious now moving into 2024 and 2025. I mean, the inflation took a while to create, and it's going to take a while to dissipate. And unfortunately, I mean, President Biden, he announced just this week he's releasing some oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. You know, between doing that and paying people for their student loans, it seems like pretty much buying votes, but it's not going to have an impact long-term, Ryan. I mean, what needs to happen is the spending. You know, the debt now is so massive that we're spending more on the interest on the debt than we are on national security. That's never happened before. So that's my real worry, is there is a spending and debt ticking time bomb that President Biden, it's not that he's just hasn't addressed it, he's avoided it altogether.
And they've continued to spend more, yeah, in the face of massive inflation. They've passed the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a spending bill. I mean, this stuff's rather amazing to watch, but, you know, they've gotten away with it thus far. We'll see what happens in November. Jonathan, today we were going to ask a poll question that had to do with the economy. We decided to do kind of a fun one instead. And so we can talk about whether you wear a necktie or not in the future, because that's today's poll. Our necktie is still necessary, but... The poll question that we were kicking around was, and it was hard to word, which is why we didn't do it, is Trump, you know, is a possible Trump presidency going to turn this issue around? Can a president even take on an issue like inflation and fix it? And if so, how fast?
Well, I look back at history, Ryan. I mean, Gerald Ford and early in Jimmy Carter's presidency, they thought they had inflation licked. Interest rates in 1975 to 1976, they came down from about 8% to 6%. And, you know, there was a sense that we got this fixed. But Carter kept spending, increased spending. And just 3 or 4 years later, interest rates and inflation were north of 10%. It was only late in his presidency when he did what he needed to do to actually bring inflation in line, massive reduction in spending and deregulation. You know, Carter doesn't get a lot of love, but, you know, Ryan, keep in mind, we have everything from low-cost stock commissions to low-cost airfares, thanks to the deregulation that Jimmy Carter enacted in the late 1970s. And it wasn't that he wanted to. He had to be because the economy was just that bad. So, you know, it's never a secret that economy needs economic freedom. So the more we can reduce taxes, reduce regulation, encourage investment, and get this economy back on track.
Jonathan Honig is with us from CapitalistPig.com. You see him on Fox News every now. I always get a kick out of when we look up and see somebody we know on Fox News. I do that same thing with you, Jonathan. When we talk about inflation, my hope is that we would ever see, and this is a rare thing, but I would hope that at some point we might even see deflation. Is that something that is possibility, or is that more like a pipe dream?
Well, you know, what you really want, in my opinion, Ryan, is steady prices. You know, even think of, prices that you can depend on, that you can save, where the value of your savings is preserved over time. And, that's been leaking for years, but it's gotten much worse, as we've talked about, in just the last couple of months. I think we could see lower prices. We're also likely to see ultimately wages just increase dramatically to make up for these prices. I don't think we're going to see hamburgers at $3.99 and $4.99 again. What worries me moving forward, Ryan, is some of the policies from not only President Biden, but President Trump. You know, there's an interesting story out this week. Pete Peterson Institution, basically an outfit that really focuses on spending and lowering the size of government, they estimated that the new Trump trade war could cost people another $1,700 a year. And, you know, that was the case with the first tariffs. Now, Biden has also increased tariffs, and that's moving us in just the opposite direction. You know, a tariff is a tax on everyday Americans. So, you know, at a time when people are struggling literally just to pay their bills, an extra $1,700 a year in unnecessary tax is not a policy Democrats or Republicans should support.
So, Jonathan, what I'm hearing is, in your expert opinion, you're saying, hey, maybe we won't see deflation if we can just keep prices the same, but that I might be getting a huge raise soon. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, that's the irony. Even in the late 70s to the early mid 80s, Ryan, it's not that we saw necessarily prices dramatically come down, but wages increased ultimately to meet those prices, but not without massively impacting the purchasing power of everyday Americans. You know, Gerald Ford called inflation public enemy number one, and it really is a silent thief. I mean, you know, you would never allow government to come into your house and steal 20% of your savings over a two-year period of time, but that's what all of us have experienced, and I think it's why it's so important that this really truly become a focus number one for whoever the next president is, and on a local level as well. I mean, it's added up. It's, you know, it's why we've seen record number of hardship withdrawals, Ryan, from 401ks. People are having trouble paying the bills, so that debt is coming due, and the sooner government can get it in line, the sooner I think the better off we'll all be.
Jonathan, that's a great answer, but the answer I was looking for is yes, Ryan, you are in line for a big raise. You're doing a great job. You mentioned gas prices. That's at the top of the headlines today as I look across all the different websites and Fox News. Here's what CNN had to say about it.
So here's what's going on. We see $3.61 a gallon is the national average. The Biden administration announcing the release of 1 million barrels from this Northeast Emergency Reserve. We're talking about the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve. It was formed in 2014 after Superstorm Sandy 2 years before caused all kinds of chaos. It holds gas in New Jersey and in Maine. Only about 1 million barrels of gas. It's never been used before.
Jonathan Oney, you said that releasing this gas from the strategic reserves, which they seem to do before big holidays pretty often. I'm not sure exactly why that is, whether it's to get us talking about it or they actually want to help Americans at the pump. But you're saying you don't think it's going to do much.
Well, look, I'm not a political expert, Ryan, but I always thought the strategic petroleum reserve was like, you know, to keep Air Force One in the air if there was a nuclear attack.
Yeah, me too.
It's a kind of massage for political purposes. Keep in mind what inflation is. Inflation is not the rise of gas prices or of individual food prices. It is a general rise in prices across the whole economy. So, you know, why President Biden might want to score some political points by releasing, pushing down gas prices maybe 5 or 10 cents over a period of weeks or months, going to do nothing to impact the reason why we're seeing prices from everything from nickel to orange juice continue to make new all-time highs. And again, as I said, Brian, I think it gets worse before it gets better because we haven't even heard talk of cutting spending in D.C. It's nowhere on any legislators' radar these days. It's lone voices are talking about cutting spending. So, you know, it took 10% interest rates to get Carter to have his, if you will, come to Jesus moment. And that set the stage for a great Reagan revival. I mean, so much of what Reagan benefited from, I have to say, was started under Jimmy Carter's administration. Carter held the line on spending. He actually fired a lot of government employees. Can you imagine Joe Biden doing that? It's not going to happen. So I think we're in for the long haul, and inflation is not coming down. My expectation, Ryan, is that, in fact, it heats up now towards the end of the year.
Ooh, I hate to hear that. Jonathan Honig, CapitalistPig.com. Now, before you go, there's an interesting turn that we need to make here, and I'm blaming you because I don't really know how to make this turn well, but I got my hands on a book that you have just recently released called Can You Really Love a Dog? And I started reading it, and I'm really enjoying it, but as an investment counselor, you're an investment counselor, you're an economic guy, what made you choose to write a book that I kept waiting, is this going to be about investments? No, this is about love. This is about the nature of love.
Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate that. Yeah, the new book is called Can You Really Love a Dog? Leonard Peikoff and Ayn Rand on Pets. And look, why do we invest? Why do we save to have more, digits in the bank? No, to enjoy life. And one of the things I know I enjoy and I love, and so do many of your listeners, are our pets, are our dogs. So it got me thinking, just beyond loving our animals, what's the philosophy behind that? We don't choose our family. We don't choose our parents or our children necessarily, but we choose our animals. It makes that love so special, so precious, and that's what I talk about in the new book, Can You Really Love a Dog? Leonard Peikoff and Ayn Rand on Pets, and it's available at Amazon.
Yeah, it's a really interesting book. I got to say, I was expecting when I saw a book from you come out that it was going to be something on, like deep economics, but this is like philosophical. Can you really love? I'm really enjoying it. Can you really love a dog? Always appreciate you coming on.
Anytime. Thank you, Ryan. Be well.
Well, I was able to wrangle old Roy in here Memorial Day weekend. One of the reasons that I wanted to bring him in is I've seen a couple people in our chat on the Andy Fry Show, actually, say that they've gotten to do honor flights. And Roy, I know that you got to do one of those with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably 2 years ago now. Is that about right?
A little more than that, probably, yeah.
Okay. But he was Korean War.
Correct.
And so that's got to be like, wow, he's one of the few ones who are doing the Korean War, because I think they're mostly doing Vietnam now.
Pretty much, yeah. There was one guy, I think, on the flight that was still World War II.
Really? Wow.
But yeah, my dad's now 85 or 95, and so... Yeah, I don't know that there's any of the World War II guys left. And so now the old guys are the Korean War guys.
Yeah.
And the bulk of them, like you said, are Vietnam. And it's actually really fascinating. So, unfortunately, I did not actually get to go.
Oh, you didn't? No, oh, I thought you did.
I was supposed to.
Okay, that's what I knew.
But so I did all the prep stuff with them.
Yeah, you did all the work.
But my younger brother, who's in the military, had been deployed. And so I was designated by the family, I guess, to go with my dad on this. And so we did all of the prep stuff, and then my younger brother was able to get back. And so
Okay, that makes sense.
I deferred to him, and it was actually probably better that way, because they really got a good chance, I think, to bond over it. My younger brother's the only one of the family that was in the military.
Okay.
But his stories about it are really heartwarming and fascinating. It's just, it's an exhausting event, apparently, because...
Especially if you're 85.
Or 95.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's go, 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 go. And, but we were there for the return, because that's all supposed to be a big, I'm probably blowing it now for people who haven't been.
No.
But, when they come back, there's a welcome thing.
Yeah.
And so it was really neat. A lot of my family came together, extended family, cousins, and... over the event, and it was a neat experience to honor the veterans and to see the patriotism and the support for that. I think it's going to be even more impactful for the Vietnam generation, because they experienced such a different thing.
Yeah,
the World War II in Korea.
You had support.
You had support back home. And So for these guys to go, but those older guys, those other generation, they didn't talk about it when they got back. Not only did the Vietnam guys come back, and they were forced to talk about it, but in a really negative,
mm-hmm.
you guys are terrible human beings way.
You had to defend what you were doing.
Right. You couldn't just, okay, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to come home and get back into my life. So I'm really a big supporter of it. I think it's a great, honorable thing that they do. And my dad had a wonderful experience with it, as did my brother. But it is a really neat thing to see.
Does your dad talk much about his war experience?
Not from a war. So he was in the Navy, and he was on a supply ship. So he was overstationed outside off of Japan. He didn't see any combat.
Okay. I understand when you see combat, like, those are the guys that won't talk.
Yeah. So he'll talk about the day-to-day of, you know, being in the military and what they had to do on it, you know, just their routine lives. And most of his buddies from that time, we had actually my younger brother and I took my dad to Boston to meet up with guys he hadn't seen since he was on the ship.
Oh, that's
in
neat.
Korea.
Wow.
And both of them died like within 4 months of us
wow.
going out there. And so he still has these memories and experiences that were more like going away to college than going to war.
Okay. Because yeah, it makes sense.
He wasn't in.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was probably that era of life for him too.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's a weird thing. I've got a couple people just in my circle of friends who are, well, one of them was active duty until just recently and was stationed overseas a couple different times. And so he's like Mr. Patriot, and mm-hmm. he's like supportive of when America's got to do something, he's there, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he's fun to talk to. A couple other guys who were, I think one was in the DMZ for a while, quite a while back, but he was a cook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and another guy in my family who was a cook also, I think in Vietnam, very briefly. So I don't even like war stories, but the weirdest thing, my good friend, Dr. Ty Parker, Fountains Family Dentistry, I've been friends with him for a long time. In high school, we went to visit his grandma and grandpa out at some farm. I don't even remember where it was. Middle of Illinois somewhere, farmhouse. And I don't remember exactly what we were doing. We were on our way to something else. Mm-hmm. And him and his dad, we weren't even old enough to drive yet. And they thought, well, let's visit grandma and grandpa on our way to said destination. Mm-hmm. And it was just neat. I remember walking up to the farmhouse because it was like movie set farmhouse. Mm-hmm. Like out in the middle of nowhere. There's nobody around, and the farmhouse needed painting and, you know, like
right.
all the stuff. And his grandpa, Ty's grandpa, was, I think, World War II. But I don't remember the stories as well as I sat down next to him, and I was probably 14, 15 years old. And he just started telling me all about the war. And I wish I could remember the stories better. But it was more that I remember the reaction afterwards of Ty and his dad saying, he never tells us anything. And for some reason, when you sat down, he just started telling you everything. And I think that he'd passed away within a year or so of
wow.
that. And I always felt bad because I don't remember the stories. And they were asking me at the time. And I'm sure when we were closer to it, I was able to tell them more detail than now. But I've always remembered that this was a man who clearly had a lot on his heart and mind.
Yeah.
And maybe he knew that I don't have very long here and I've never opened up to my family, but I need to open up to somebody. And
right.
this kid just sat down next to me and I just happened to be there. And I've always felt very honored by that.
Yeah.
And it actually gives me chills even talking about it because it's so neat that these guys did a lot. They saw a lot, stuff that we'll never see. I don't know that even military members now will ever see what they saw. As bad as things that they could see now, some of the things that, like World War II, you know, that ground combat.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to diminish anything that is happening now if you're in the military, but Some of the ways that we fought is different, you know?
Yeah. I don't know that there's a lot of trench warfare anymore.
Right.
And that
and
pretty awful.
And you're right about that generation. They didn't share. They thought it was better to not burden the people around them.
Right.
And there's a respect in that. You know, I know that we're like, oh, people should open up. But I respect that. And the fact that they were not willing to open up so easily that we are now, I mean, we've almost gone too far in the other direction, you know? I do want those guys to open up. I had an uncle who I was not close with, but my family said he just wouldn't talk about it until right before he died. And then they got him to actually record a couple stories. They still have those cassettes, and they're somewhere within the distant cousins of my family.
Don't you think that... Obviously, there's an honor element. There's a not burden the family element. But I can't help but wonder if for some of those guys, if it isn't even sort of a self-preservation,
I'm sure,
instinct to not want to relive it.
Yeah, yeah.
And as eager as we are to hear about it, not because of the train wreck. You know, we just want to see something or hear about something.
No, you care
awful.
About them.
You care about them, and we need. As a people, to learn from history, and it's an interesting dynamic, and I think that's a great story. I think you're probably right. He's not comfortable talking to his family about it because he doesn't want to look like he's complaining.
Yeah,
he did his duty, but it's a burden that has to.
And look, this is a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't think he's getting a lot of visitors.
Right.
When he was that old, especially.
Yeah.
So it's something neat that I don't know that I've ever told that story before. It's something I've talked about with Ty a couple times and that their family still talks about.
Wow.
That, it sticks with me. Well, happy Memorial Day. That's why we're talking about this. Thanks for listening.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Well, I was able to wrangle old Roy in here Memorial Day weekend. One of the reasons that I wanted to bring him in is I've seen a couple people in our chat on the Andy Fry Show, actually, say that they've gotten to do honor flights. And, Roy, I know that you got to do one of those with your dad.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably 2 years ago now. Is that about right?
A little more than that, probably, yeah.
Okay. But... He was Korean War.
Correct.
And so... That's got to be like, wow, he's one of the few ones who are doing the Korean War because I think they're mostly doing Vietnam now.
Pretty much, yeah. There was one guy, I think, on the flight that was still World War II.
Really? Wow.
But yeah, my dad's now 85 or 95. And so, yeah, I don't know that there's any of the World War II guys left. And so now the old guys are the Korean War guys.
Yeah.
And the bulk of them, like you said, are Vietnam. And it's actually really fascinating. So, unfortunately, I did not actually get to go.
Oh, you didn't? No. Oh, I thought you did.
I was supposed to.
Okay, that's what I knew.
But so I did all the prep stuff with them.
Yeah, you did all the work.
But my younger brother, who's in the military, had been deployed. And so I was designated... by the family, I guess, to go with my dad on this. And so we did all of the prep stuff, and then my younger brother was able to get back. And so...
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
I deferred to him, and it was actually probably better that way because he was... They really got a good chance, I think, to bond over it. My younger brother's the only one of the family that was in the military.
Okay.
But his stories about it are really heartwarming and fascinating. It's just it's an exhausting event, apparently, because
especially if you're 85
or 95.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's go, 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 go. And but we were there for the return because that's all supposed to be a big I'm probably. Blowing it now for people who haven't been.
No.
But, you know, when they come back, there's a welcome thing.
Yeah.
And so it was really neat. A lot of my family came together, extended family, cousins, and over the event, and it was a neat experience to honor the veterans and to see the patriotism and the support for that. I think it's going to be even more impactful for the Vietnam generation because they experienced such a different thing.
Yeah.
The World War II in Korea.
You had support.
You had support back home. And so for these guys to go, but those older guys, those other generation, they didn't talk about it when they got back. Not only did the Vietnam guys come back, and they were forced to talk about it, but in a really negative,
mm-hmm.
you guys are terrible human beings way.
You had to defend what you were doing.
Right. You couldn't just, okay, I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to come home and get back into my life. So I'm really a big supporter of it. I think it's a great, honorable thing that they do. And my dad had a wonderful experience with it, as did my brother. But it is a neat thing to see.
Does your dad talk much about his war experience?
Not from a war. So he was in the Navy, and he was on a supply ship. So he was overstationed outside off of Japan. He didn't see any combat.
Okay. I understand when you see combat, like those are the guys that won't talk.
Yeah. So he'll talk about the day to day of, you know, being in the military and what they had to do on it, you know, just their routine lives. And most of his buddies from that time, we had actually my younger brother and I took my dad to Boston to meet up with guys he hadn't seen since he was on the ship.
Oh, that's
in
neat.
Korea.
Wow.
And both of them died like within 4 months of us
wow.
going out there. And so he still has these memories and experiences that were more like going away to college than going to war.
Okay. Because yeah, it makes sense.
He wasn't in.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was probably that era of life for him too.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's a weird thing. I've got a couple people just in my circle of friends who are, well, one of them was active duty until just recently and was stationed overseas a couple different times. And so he's like Mr. Patriot, and mm-hmm. he's like supportive of when America's got to do something, he's there, you know? Mm-hmm. And so he's fun to talk to. A couple other guys who were, I think one was in the DMZ for a while, quite a while back, but he was a cook. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and another guy in my family who was a cook also, I think in Vietnam, very briefly. So I don't even like war stories, but the weirdest thing, my good friend, Dr. Ty Parker, Fountains Family Dentistry, I've been friends with him for a long time. In high school, we went to visit his grandma and grandpa out at some farm. I don't even remember where it was. Middle of Illinois somewhere, farmhouse. And I don't remember exactly what we were doing. We were on our way to something else. Mm-hmm. And him and his dad, we weren't even old enough to drive yet. And they thought, well, let's visit grandma and grandpa on our way to said destination. Mm-hmm. And it was just neat. I remember walking up to the farmhouse because it was like movie set farmhouse. Mm-hmm. Like out in the middle of nowhere. There's nobody around, and the farmhouse needed painting and, you know, like
right.
all the stuff. And his grandpa, Ty's grandpa, was, I think, World War II. But I don't remember the stories as well as I sat down next to him, and I was probably 14, 15 years old. And he just started telling me all about the war. And I wish I could remember the stories better. But it was more that I remember the reaction afterwards of Ty and his dad saying, he never tells us anything. And for some reason, when you sat down, he just started telling you everything. And I think that he passed away within a year or so of
wow.
that. And I always felt bad because I don't remember the stories. And they were asking me at the time. And I'm sure when we were closer to it, I was able to tell them more detail than now. But I've always remembered that this was a man who clearly had a lot on his heart and mind.
Yeah.
And maybe he knew that I don't have very long here and I've never opened up to my family, but I need to open up to somebody. And
right.
this kid just sat down next to me and I just happened to be there. And I've always felt very honored by that.
Yeah.
And it actually gives me chills even talking about it, because it's so neat that these guys did a lot. They saw a lot, stuff that we'll never see. I don't know that even military members now will ever see what they saw. As bad as things that they could see now, some of the things that, like World War II, you know, that ground combat.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to diminish anything that is happening now if you're in the military, but some of the ways that we fought is different, you know?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a lot of trench warfare anymore.
Right.
And that
and
pretty awful.
And you're right about that generation. They didn't share. And they thought it was better to not burden the people around them.
Right.
And there's a respect in that. You know, I know that we're like, oh, people should open up. But I respect that. And the fact that they were not willing to open up so easily that we are now, I mean, we've almost gone too far in the other direction, you know? I do want those guys to open up. I had an uncle who I was not close with, but my family said he just wouldn't talk about it until right before he died.
Mm.
And then they got him to actually record a couple stories. They still have those cassettes, and they're somewhere within the distant cousins of my family.
Don't you think that... Obviously, there's an honor element. There's a not burden the family element. But I can't help but wonder if for some of those guys, if it isn't even sort of a self-preservation,
I'm sure,
instinct to not want to relive it.
Yeah, yeah.
And as eager as we are to hear about it, not because of the train wreck. You know, we just want to see something or hear about something.
No, you care
awful.
About them.
You care about them, and we need, as a people, to learn from history. And it's an interesting dynamic. And I think that's a great story. I think you're probably right. He's not comfortable talking to his family about it because he doesn't want to look like he's complaining.
Yeah.
He did his duty. But it's a burden that has to...
And look, this is a farmhouse in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't think he's getting a lot of visitors.
Right.
When he was that old, especially.
Yeah.
So it's something neat that I don't know that I've ever told that story before. It's something I've talked about with Ty a couple times, and that their family still talks about.
Wow.
That, it sticks with me. Well, happy Memorial Day. That's why we're talking about this. Thanks for listening.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.